Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, no updates on a Monday.
Interesting. Okay, then, let's just continue, and we can continue with the state of MLB umpiring. I've given you solutions. Jason Benetti brought it up. You know it's bad if Benetti and Dierks are siding with the opposing team. The umpiring in that series this weekend was a joke. And the Cubs had every right to be pissed. Now, you don't have to care. That's a them problem, not a you problem. Nice series by the Tigers. The point is, the state of umpiring in MLB is a clown car. We need the challenge system, and we need it for the playoffs. They've got to institute it. Enough's enough. I mean, case in point, the Nico Hoerner call. It's ridiculous. It's not a strike. It's a blown call. It ends up in the player getting tossed out. Challenge it. Now, I'd love full robot umps because I can't stand looking at these people anymore. But we'll get to your calls on that. I want to build off the Tigers, though, because I think something's interesting, and I think people are, you know, victims of the moment, and it's fun, and the Tigers are best record in baseball. It's June 9th. But okay, let's see where people are at. Let's see how far recency bias has carried them and what it may say about something else. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you believe the Tigers, that fans have a higher expectation of the Tigers than they do for the Lions this upcoming season? And if that's the case, then isn't that, since everybody wants to do referendum radio, isn't that a referendum on Brad Holmes and the offseason he didn't have?
So the Tigers fans have a higher expectation for the Tigers than the Lions? I'm going to say no.
You say no.
I'm going to say no, okay. Because right now, it's a fun ride, and you're thinking, hey, we could possibly make the World Series. Lions fans are saying, not only will we make the Super Bowl, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it was, we're the best team, point blank. Lions, I mean, Tigers fans will say, hey, there's the Dodgers. There's other teams out there, and maybe we're in the mix. Lions fans, you couldn't tell them they weren't going to win at all.
Do you listen to our station at all? Ever?
No.
Like the previous, I don't know, 8 hours of the day? Fans have already planned the parade route. They've already swept the Yankees.
Okay, I'm speaking to the reasonable fans.
They don't exist.
They exist. Well, they just enjoy listening to us. But yes, if you're caught up in the moment, yeah, you're probably thinking, oh, this team's the greatest team.
But if you believe the Tigers, if your expectations for them are higher than that of the Lions, then doesn't that force you to say Brad Holmes did a bad job this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
If you feel that way.
Right.
But what percentage? Give me a percentage. I love percentages.
Of my feeling or what I think of people?
As a man who went to a fake high school called Southwest Lutheran Community Fun Center.
Detroit Lutheran West. Damn it.
I want you to give me a percentage of people who you think have higher expectations for the Tigers this year than they do the Lions coming up this fall. What is the RICO index?
I'm going to say it's probably a dead split, 50-50.
Okay. So then 50% of people have to answer my question, which is, doesn't that mean it's a referendum on Brad Holmes? That you took a Super Bowl favored team and did so little this offseason, other than being seduced by your own players, that the Detroit Tigers have supplanted the Lions as our great hope for a championship this fall?
I see what you did.
Yeah, you're damn skipping. 248-539-9797.
David, maybe he should take a three-day weekend more often.
I'm in. Where do I sign up for that?
See, but what he just said is exactly right. Because there are Tiger fans. Oh, God.
He got me there. I looked over and I just saw a dark office. I didn't see him earlier. I'm going, oh, Jimmy's. No, he's not. Go ahead.
There are Tiger fans talking World Series. June 9th, they're talking World Series. And they can make it and that they can win it. Yet, on the opposite side, when you talk to Lions fans and you bring up this is the year they got to go all in for the Super Bowl, they say, no, this isn't the all-in year. The window's 3 years, meaning they don't have to do it this year. They could do it another year. They're more excited for the Tigers right now. They are the hope. They are the hope for a championship right now.
No,
they're saying the Tigers is right now. Win it right now. World Series right now. Parade in November. That's what they're saying.
The point I'm making is if the Tigers, if you believe they got a better shot to win a championship than the Lions, then you are saying your GM didn't do a good job. Then you are forced to look in the mirror and look at Brad Holmes in maybe a different way. If that's what you believe. Because I don't believe the Tigers have a better odds of winning a championship than the Lions. I don't. Not on June 9th. This is wonderful. But there's 100 games left. Like, this may not remotely resemble the team that we have on August 1st, September 1st, much less October 1st. I'm enjoying it. But I am not... Look, I just want to know how... You don't get to have it your way. So if the Tigers did all this, then what does it say about the Lions didn't?
In a matter of months.
And over, okay. Kenneth?
No, I think I'm in the camp of two things can be true. I don't have to love Brad Holmes' offseason, but I do think the Lions have a better shot to win everything. I think the Tigers...
Okay, so hold on. You're on my side.
Yes.
I'm saying if you showed up and you had an old English D tattooed on your ass, then it would force you to say, hey, you know, the Brad bot's got to cool out, right?
Yeah, the Brad bots. If you're one of the Tigers fans that says, "Okay, well, I think we have a better team, we have a better likelihood to win everything," then yeah, you have to look at yourself in the mirror as a Lions fan and be like, "Brad Holmes did not do a great job this offseason." If we're allowing a Tiger team with not as much, I would argue, star power,
they have nowhere near the talent of
right.
the Lions.
Correct.
Nowhere close. David? You don't want to comment? Well, that's not how radio works.
No. I already made my comments. I do think they have more expectation in the Tigers issue.
Early yes. ticket text returns, and I'll throw the number out. 248-539-9797. Have the Tigers supplanted the Lions as the great hope in this town? And if that's the case, doesn't that mean you got to kind of stop drinking Brad Holmes' bathwater by the 32-ounce jug? Doesn't that say kind of what we've been talking about? They didn't have the offseason they should have had?
Don't you dare go against Brad.
I do whatever I want. And also, I still think the Lions have a better shot. I still think the Lions have far more raw talent than the Tigers. And it's June 9th. I've watched too much baseball in my life. This has been a lot of fun. But we aren't even at the halfway mark. Much less... towards the end, much less, okay, playoffs are starting. I can't do that stuff because of a hot run. I mean, basically, this would be like if the Lions were 6-1 right now. What are you calling for the Super Bowl? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I also think a lot of the people who are saying that the Tigers have supplanted the Lions are still a little angry of how the season ended, and they put all their hopes and dreams and had it come crashing down.
So, but then the response is this. Wah. 248-539-9797. We will get to the phones. David on ticket text. And also, if you want to call in about us fixing MLB umpiring, I think Benetti had the fix. They got to have the challenge system in place. Do it for the playoffs. This is ridiculous. That was a ridiculous weekend here in Detroit from an umpire quality standpoint. Yankees Red Sox was a clown car. And watching at home, you know how bad the umps are now? It's the pitch framing. It's nuts. These guys are back there like doing the ole. It's not even subtle anymore.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Straight to the people, two topics you choose. One, the state of MLB umpiring and the fix. And are the Tigers the new hope? I mean,
I really need to start listening to more shows. People really think that the Tigers are all that.
Oh, are you kidding me? You're a pariah if you don't have them sweeping their way to the World Series. I just laugh. It's June. I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous.
Who's the leader of this bandwagon?
Oh, never. Really?
Heard. Okay.
You could put one giant clown nose and fit everybody into it.
Does he have a orange and blue sequin shirt?
Yeah. Hung. Let's go to Dylan, 97.1. Dylan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Mike Rigo, thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys had a nice weekend.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. Just had a couple points to say about the framing thing.
I mean, Mike, take your time. We're here till 6.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll run all the way. You know, as a former catcher, you know, I can appreciate framing, you know, stealing strikes. But we as a society have moved past human beings calling balls and strikes. I mean, if anyone has played ball, you know, or you actually umpired, or even if you've watched for just a long time, you can appreciate how difficult it is to make, you know, 200 plus of these calls a game. And on top of that, you got dudes freaking snapping these things. Mm-hmm. With the framing, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't have games decided like this. You know, Cubs at the end of the year, end of September, they're going to be looking at these two games and like, man, you toss Horner for saying nothing, and then you toss Council. I'm not even a Cubs fan, but that's just ridiculous.
Well, and listen, understand, both things can be true, and we do a show in Detroit. I'm not asking Tiger fans to play a tiny violin. I'm saying when your hometown crew, and this is one of the most, like, root sports broadcasts out there. I mean, Benetti and Dierks, please.
No, yeah.
But when they're saying, and they kind of got a gripe, right. That should tell you a lot.
But I mean,
it's the statement of the sport. And I'm telling you, it all comes full circle. We're going to get bit in the ass by this, Dylan. They got to have the challenge system in place for the playoffs.
When the shoe's on the other foot, I mean, those could have easily gone the other way. And you got Tigers fans calling up here, you know, I'm losing my mind about it the other way. But the point is, you can't expect these people to, like, you can't put them in that position to fail.
No.
I think the solution is easily you have to have had a challenge system years ago. Like, this should have already been a thing. I don't know, like, if the magic number is one challenge or 20, or if you just go full robot, but there has to be something.
I think Benetti brought up a good point, which is, look, the challenge system's already been tested. It's been vetted. It worked.
It's perfect. Yeah, it works so good.
All you got to do is
tennis for how, like, I don't get it.
But why not institute it for the playoffs? Just I'm being dead serious. Why not?
I'd do it at the All-Star game. Have half the season with the robots, and then we'll have a little vote, see if we want to do it. But I don't care after this year. Like, I don't know if I'm alone, but I can't even bet on the thing anymore because it's like you got Scooble with like 8 strikeouts or whatever, and you got this dude like making these calls like you're going to, I don't know.
Now, Dylan, I think the biggest thing is I just think that maybe baseball is afraid of the change, and they know it's right. They know what they need to do, but man, we've done it this way for so many decades.
Yeah, signed whites only, right? Hey. Change is a part of life. Get with it.
I'm with you.
I mean, like, if that's the mindset, I mean, come on.
Mike, it worked, but we're still dragging our feet. Why?
Hey, we can't have those international players. I mean, it's like, I'm not mad at you. I get mad at the sport that we make excuses for this stupid sport rooted in old people.
But baseball is the sport of old people.
And you know what? It's why it's no longer America's pastime. Evolve or die.
Sign the Expos who never won the World Series.
Poor things. They were
that was the team right there.
They were loaded.
94?
They were loaded.
Baseball was never the same after that year.
Guess what? The roof at Olympic Stadium is still broken. You know that's why it was always indoors, right? No. They designed that stadium where the crane was supposed to basically like the top of, you know, like a sugar container near the coffee that your grandmother would have you take the top off. It was supposed to take the top of the stadium off and move it to the side. They could play outside. That's why it's on guy wires. But it broke. And those bum-ass Canadians never fixed it. So, hey, congrats. You play in an indoor stadium. Yeah, it was supposed to like... I think they were a little bit ahead of the times. I don't think they had the technology for it.
So a retractable roof.
Yes, except it was on like wires. Not ideal. Not ideal.
Man, you are full of facts today.
I've been there.
Between this and horse racing? Man. Yes.
Well, because I want you to know who you're rooting for. When you root for sovereignty, you're rooting for that guy.
I didn't know. And
you
I,
should be ashamed of yourself, David, Rico.
No. The man won his bet. Leave him alone.
David, I'm donating my money to
No.
The Humane Society. Something. I got to feel good about myself tonight.
feel good that you haven't kidnapped 2 daughters.
Just. I thought the story went a totally different way. Then what Mike says, like, no, that's not how it went
there's
down.
There's a reason I can't root for the Dolphins.
I thought it was just a bad, you know, husband-wife custody battle.
No, this was Liam Neeson taking his own daughter.
I was like, wait, she's 3. No, try 30. Big difference.
I'll tell you what I'll do. David, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to send him a mm-hmm. Do you like to read?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to send you some.
I don't, Mike, because I already feel bad.
No, I want you to feel worse.
Thank you.
Blood money.
Thank you.
It's all on it. Okay. Blood on your hands, Beard. All right. Relax. You bet a horse. You didn't know who owned it.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, there's certain things I probably wouldn't have backed, and that's one. So
let's go to Don, 97.1. Don, what's going
on? Don.
Hey, everyone. Thanks. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Happy Monday.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the pitch framing thing. I mean, that's been going on for a long time. But here's the challenge with I think they got to do a challenge thing first. You got to do a walk, crawl, and then implementation. I think technology is there, but I think it would happen too quickly to do full on robot. And if you think about it, Aaron Judge is 6'9", you got Altuve is 5'7". That strike zone and how they stand in the box, it's different. And so you're going to have AI, which they should be able to do this with AI, which should be able to generate that strike zone based on the knees to wherever it is, to the letters or whatever that strike zone is, and then inside. But the one thing with pitch framing, if you think about, so there's a challenge there. The one thing with pitch framing, I think that everyone's thinking about or forgetting about is like, if someone's throwing a curve and it hits the front part of the plate, but it breaks 2 inches outside, I think the viewer is looking at it, that box for reference that's on TV. It crossed the plate, but the ball ended up outside, and the catchers are moving it over. I think the umps, if they're, you know, that's a strike. But I think when the ball is completely outside, they move it over. The umps, if they're doing pitch framing, then they're idiots because then they're looking at where the glove is. They're not looking where the ball crosses the plate. And I think that that's one of the challenges that with and I think AI can solve for it, but it's not going to happen right away, I think. So I think you've got to go to the challenge.
Right, and understand the pitch framing thing. Both things can be true. I understand why catchers do it. I think if you're a team who doesn't do it, you'd be at a grave disadvantage. I'm saying as a viewer, Don, it has become my number one issue in all of sports. It makes watching baseball an annoyance.
Yeah, and then one comment for Kenny, and this has to do with a little French-Canadian leprechaun. I despise him, but I wish we had him on our team.
French-Canadian leprechaun. Are we talking?
Marchand.
Oh, yes, the double OT winner, because it had to be him.
100% it had to be him.
Following, by the way, one of the greatest assists in the history of the NHL.
Dude.
What McDavid pulled off on that play. I mean, that you couldn't do that on Sega Genesis NHL 94.
I believe I woke my girlfriend up when I saw that. I was like, oh, my goodness, what is happening? No, not that.
Roberts?
Roberts. It's the happiest weekend of my life. Leave me alone.
That McDavid assist really impacted you, huh? It's like, wait, you woke me up for a hockey play and not for that? Okay. We got to discuss our priorities here. And I'm going to show personal growth and leave all of this alone. It's too early in the week.
No, you played the Oral Roberts drop. You can't claim personal growth, my friend.
Listen.
Not today.
You walked into the rake. There's nothing I can do for you. 248-539-9797. Great feedback on these topics. We'll continue with your phone calls as well. And we will help Kenny. This was a big weekend, and not because of what I was playing. This was a big weekend because Kenny has actually found someone to marry him. Very exciting. But we have to get Kenny, we got to help him to start the marriage on the right foot. Yeah. We're going to lean on people.
Not to slip out of the starting gate.
Yes. Right. Like Kenny can't bobble at the start. And Kenny, listen, you got to beat the odds. The scales of justice are not in your favor.
You talk about a rake. This 4 o'clock is a rake.
I'm just saying it's about 60-40 divorce not. So we got
40 now?
Yeah, it's not great.
Wow.
So we got to help Kenny. Listen.
See, that's really not good because
you'll be fine.
That's a hell of a guys right now.
No, because I'm saying.
No, this one works.
This one works and this one works.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Hey, I don't like what's going on here at all.
Wow. I'm just saying, the odds.
No. Limited sample size, Kenny. Don't listen to this guy. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don, David, a quick check on the ticket text, and we go straight to the callers. Two topics, rocking and rolling on a Monday. What do you got, David?
The Tigers, they'll be in, so anything can happen. The Lions don't have a schedule filled with cupcakes this year. They'll be lucky to make the playoffs.
But answer the question. Does that open Brad Holmes up to criticism? That if the Tigers are now the great hope, then how do you say with a straight face he had an appropriate offseason for a Super Bowl team? I'm asking. And if you think it's a false equivalency, go ahead. I'm not going to yell and scream about it. It's like, it can't be both.
Right.
Yeah, someone's saying, you talk about off-seasons. Kainley and Cobb is a great off-season. People are just excited right now. They're in the moment.
And I agree with a lot of that. But look, a lot of what the Tigers have, look, you have an elite manager. There's no question. And you have the best pitcher in baseball. What Tarek Skubal is doing right now. He's a left-hander, so you can't comp him to a righty. Fine. You want a left-handed comp? Here it is. The best of Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw's best 2.5 years are what Skubal's given you. So you've got that.
So is he best friends with Matt Stafford?
Okay. But look, I mean,
not a good comp. That's actually a very good comp.
Do I think the rotation's good enough to win a World Series? No. Do I think the lineup is playoff ready, where they're going to be able to carry the mail, big at bats? No, I don't believe the Baezes, the McKinstrys, the Ibanezes, the Chaos. I don't think it'll work, we have time.
No, and when I look at this team, could it work? It could, but you're going to need some luck. You're going to need somebody to step up who you probably didn't see being that guy come October.
My point is, I said the
deadline
for a reason.
You don't have the stars that you can sit there and say, you know what? Be a star. Go out there and get this thing
right,
done.
And again, like, you're Yankee. I don't believe in my Yankees either. It's June 9th. Do you know what Aaron Judge's OPS plus is? Oh, it's Detroit. Why is it relevant? Because I'm going to explain something to you, Pinheads. Okay. I don't believe Aaron Judge is anywhere near this good. His OPS plus. What do you think it is? Jeez.
I'm thinking 1050.
No. OPS plus.
Oh.
Where 100 is league average.
Oh. So he's probably about, 90?
Yeah. So give me 200.
244.
Wow. I thought I was being a little absurd saying 200.
Yeah, like people
I thought it was high saying 90.
Right, people get amped up if a Tiger's like a 114. Is he going to finish the season that way? No, probably not. And can the Yankees win where he's there? Basically, outside of Judge and Goldschmidt, the rest of the team's hitting 220. It's not good enough. The deadline's going to dictate how I feel about the Tigers, Yankees, everybody. I think everybody's going to do shopping in the AL. The NL's a different thing. There are more complete teams. So I take my time with baseball. That's all. I'm excited the Tigers are good. But do I think they're going to rip 120 wins? Now, I'll leave that for the mornings.
No.
Let's go to the people, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go to Brendan, 97.1. Brendan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How are you doing today?
Good, Brendan.
So I just had thoughts. The umpiring recently in the KBO, the Korean Baseball League, they've instituted the robo-umps. They still have an umpire behind the plate, mm-hmm. calling balls and strikes and making calls on safe route at the plate. But all the reports out there are that the fans love it, and it's made games a lot easier to watch, not dealing with the umps and all that stuff.
So
and in the minors, they.
What have the complications been?
With that, there's the players don't love it. For some reason, they like with the challenge system, they still get the adjusted zone kind of from the umpire. But with this, it's just a set zone, adjusted per player.
Look, I'll tell you is this. When you say, well, the players don't like it, my answer is I don't care. I want the game to be called appropriately. And we've got to get pitch framing out of the game. Because pitch framing 10 years ago, it was nuanced. It was slight. Now it is turned into clownery. I mean, guys are trying to move the mitt 8 to 10 inches. It's ridiculous to watch.
Yeah. Can I offer a comparison for you?
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest basketball guy, but I was talking about this with someone the other week. He compared it to kind of foul baiting in the NBA,
where people don't like it, but it's still a skill that you need to have.
You know, it's not bad.
It's kind of that.
Brendan, that is not like, bad at all. That makes sense. Yeah. The what was the equity? So, was it the ethical shooting?
Oh God! If I have to hear that again, please. No, Brendan, that's good. That's very that's fair.
Yeah, that works.
I like that. He's not an ethical scorer.
Are you full James Harden or?
Yeah. Let me go to Donald 97.1. Donald, what's going on, buddy? Or we'll go to Mike because I hit the wrong button. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Oh, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Mike, take us off speaker. We'll check in with you momentarily. And now we'll go to Donald because I'm going to hit the right button. Donald, what's going on, pal?
Hi, Mike. So I completely agree. It's the Lions. You know, I watched a lot of the Dodgers-Mets series last week.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're just playing a different sport than the Tigers. I mean, the star power with Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Lindor, Otani, Freeman, Betts, Muncie, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I'm watching the Dodgers, you know, 3-4-run leads. They're coming back from. I feel like when the Tigers are down 2 runs, I can turn the television off. So I think it's a fun story and all. This kind of does remind me of a Moneyball kind of team. But, like, if you actually, like, eye test, and I know the numbers and whatever, and FanDuel Sports throws them up all the time. If you eye test it, even watching Yankees-Dodgers the weekend before that, I mean, it's really, I know you said you don't like the Yankees, and I'm not, I think of there's a little too many Oswald Peraza bats for me there. but it's really like, come on, it's a different sport if you watch those games.
No, and all I've tried to say early on is I can be thrilled at the start, but I do think they have work to do at the deadline. And if you get seduced by the record, Donald, I'm just a big believer 2/3 of baseball isn't even trying. So you're doing a great job beating up on terrible teams, and you've held your own against good teams. You're probably about a 500 team against good teams. Bottom line is, you have work to do. They need a right-handed bat. They definitely need a high-leverage reliever. And Donald, I'll be honest, if Mize doesn't turn it around, and if Estelle Getty never pitches for this team, Alex Cobb, you might need a starter. I mean, Job is in the wind. I don't even consider him a part of this team because of what will likely be a very harsh innings cap.
I think by the time you get to the playoffs, it's going to be like last year. You're going to see Job coming out the bullpen for this upcoming playoffs.
I will say that the one thing obviously the Tigers have going in their favor is that the American League is absolute trash.
Correct.
And the AL East is atrocious. The AL West, like, come on, that's enough of the Astros here. And then the AL Central, I mean, the Guardians, Royals, Twins, like, I don't think any of those teams are good. No. So the Tigers, I could see them getting to the ALCS, but I'm sorry, if they get to the World Series and they're playing like the Dodgers or the Mets, I was about to say the Braves, but I have no idea what's going on there.
They can't. They keep losing one run games. So
yeah, well, I don't know why Brian Snitker is still employed, but okay, I know this is not Atlanta radio.
Yeah.
But if they got to the World Series and played those teams, like I'm sorry, that's just heading into the wood chipper.
Maybe, but it also, look, Donald, I agree with you more than I disagree, but let's get there first. And you play a 7-game series, crazy things happen. I want to see what the finished product looks like. If this is the finished product, no, I don't think it's good enough to win it all. But I'm not going to say, I mean, look, to me, if we're sitting here, I don't know, 6 weeks from now, am I wrong? I'd be stunned if Scott Harris doesn't make some moves.
No. I think you should be stunned because at that point you're a have and you need to solidify your place in this year's.
Because your job is to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
If you believe you're going to win the World Series, you want to win a World Series. All right, what do I need to beat the Dodgers?
Yep.
And look, if you could tell me Flaherty's back is going to hold up. Well, it's June 9th. I can't say that. You know, Olsen, I don't know what the hell this finger issue is, but I assume he'll be okay. Mize, I need him to look like he was before he got hurt. Tarek Skubal, you know the drill. He's the best pitcher in baseball. Anything happens to him, forget it. This is why baseball is
Which is why I think he's on that pitch count, because they know this is our best chance of winning the World Series.
Well, that's why when people were going nuts about him getting pulled on 90 pitches, it's like, you chicken heads, You don't need him throwing 110 pitches now. You need that in October. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay. You really upset me. All right, David, a couple of the ticket techs get to a football today at 4, and then the engagement of the year, Kenneth Cott. We need to help him. He's up against it. Getting married in 2025. It's an 0-2 count. The percentages say, yikes. How do we get Kenny on the right track at the start of the marriage? There's nothing to save if you never have a problem. So we're going to ask you, the people. And I'm going to set some
great outlook.
What? It's just the truth.
No, I'm like, wow. That's like a bumper sticker or a t-shirt.
If you build a house on a solid foundation, you'll never have a problem. But if you build it on sand, man, that's over.
Almost biblical.
Listen, we don't want Kenny's marriage built on sand. That's a problem.
David got it.
Right. Okay. I'm sure that's got something to do with Noah's Ark and a loaf of bread and a bunch of sub sandwiches. But
hey, man, the BMT, underrated.
Okay. I want to get these calls. People have been very patient. David will get some ticket texts, a little football today at 4. Sheldon, 97.1. Sheldon, what's going on? Sheldon? And Sheldon.
Sheldon.
All right, we'll move on to Rob, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, boys?
Good.
Hey, Rob.
What's on your mind?
Thanks for the call. And you know what? Great topic. I'm going back to Lions versus Tigers.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing real quick. You all got to admit, your job is much more fun, and you're looking forward to the drive into work every day than like 3-4 years ago, because we have winning teams.
Yes.
A bunch of bummers that we used to have.
Yes.
And your show is a lot better for it, so.
Yes. Yeah. I only get flustered with people in general, Rob. It's not the, like, I love that we don't have to do the.
Rob, it's only so much draft talk you can do.
Thank God. Yes, Rob. Yes.
Amen. But, you know, Lions versus Tigers, right now I'm saying Lions for sure.
Okay.
But Tigers, if someone called in and said Tigers, especially after watching Flaherty pitch yesterday, how can you not be jacked about the Tigers? I mean, 9 up and 9 down, he fluttered a little, but that was just like, and it's not Scooble, it's a masterpiece. I was like, wow. While I was in the backyard cleaning the garden, so.
All right, so answer the question, though. You're still in on the Lions, right? We're all hyped about the Tigers, but you still believe Lions are the city's great hope. You're not ready to go there with the Tigers yet, right?
I'm ready to go with both of them.
Oh, dear.
But I'm not like a hopeless slappy, you know, like, oh, everything's great. It's like I've seen some crappy teams. I was here for – I told people forever. I've been here for a Pistons. You know, I've been here for a Tigers. I've been here for the Red Wings. I was a 20-year season ticket holder for the Red Wings. But if the Lions ever won this, the roof would blow right off this city.
Correct.
It would be like nothing that ever could be imagined before.
I still think they're in the best position because they have the raw talent. I think the Tigers have a system. I don't think they have the talent. I still lean on Lions have a multitude of people that are the best at what they do at their mm-hmm. given position. They are all pro. The Tigers have one player like that. One.
Yeah.
It's Tarek Skubal. He pitches once every 5 days. So I still lean on the Lions. Now, you're going to be right in saying, hey, baseball, you can lose a playoff game. Your season's not over. Lions, as you well know, it's one and done. But the deadline will tell me everything. If the Tigers go all in, I have absolutely no problem saying, okay, they can do this. But I'm not. That's so far away. So yeah. I got to just wait. And I'm still going to say the Lions have, I don't know, would you say
the Lions have a better chance?
They could be a better team with a worse record.
Yes. They would be battle tested. They would actually play it up against good teams, even though they lost.
Like in baseball.
So you won't be surprised when you play the
How many team like really good teams are there in baseball versus the NFL? You might get 2 or 3 teams in the NFL tanking. Major League Baseball, it's 20.
Yeah.
It's awful.
No, you're right. You're right. There are certain teams that as soon as they lose their first game, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Looking at you, Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
David, take a text, please.
Holmes' offseason has been just fine. Disagree with the premise that it was a bad offseason. Getting all the players back healthy is just as good as signing a bunch of free agents. That is Dave at work. So he's picking the Lions.
Again, I disagree with that, but...
No. Say it with your chest.
I think that you could have added to all of those defensive players, and you really could have went out there and got somebody and made this defense the top defense out there to go along with the offense that you had, because you're bringing in new coordinators. You would have had more players there, especially on the defensive line. You want to improve the rest of your defense? Get to the quarterback faster.
You had the trade market, the free agency market, and the draft. How many pass rushers did you acquire?
One.
Oh, a sixth round pick.
He's a project.
But no, you must not have read all the stories about this kid.
He's in the best shape of his life.
He's going to be a rookie of the year.
Al-Hassan could be a good player, but like I just, this idea, like this is where you know we've just jumped the shark in this town. Oh, we're hyping up sixth round picks as the answer for cutscene. Not acquiring Max Crosby. It's like okay.
Are you guys happy? He finally got somebody.
It's
like he was in the sixth round. Like, okay. Sure.
The challenge system is silly. We just need robot umps with a human standing up relaying the call.
I'm fine with that too. I was trying to just say Benetti gave you the most realistic solution that could be implemented by the playoffs. They're not going to have R2-D2 back there in October. You could have the challenge system.
I'm going Lions. They are on par with all the great teams in football. I am hopeful about the Tigers.
I'm still hope for the Tigers, and I'm expectations for the Lions.
Like I said, for Tigers, you're going to need a couple of players who just rise above what they normally have been and just become lights out in order to win that World Series. Lions, you got stars. You can lean on your stars. Tigers don't have those people to lean on.
Well, what are you
except for
about?
One?
I mean, hey, watch your mouth when you're talking about Zach McKinstry.
Let's just
248.
Let's just hope Carpenter can stay in the game.
Okay, first of all, that's my official Tiger, and you're not allowed to speak on him.
Okay, I thought it was.
I don't want to hear it. McKinstry. Hey, with one swing, he changed game yesterday.
He did.
Watch your mouth.
But wait till Max Clark.
I love Kerry Carpenter. Why is it? I don't want to hear about Max. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about Max Clark. So sick of hearing it. Guy's in single A.
He's going to be the September call-up.
Yeah, great. He went 4-for-4 against Orchard Lake St. Mary's last night, and I got to hear about it. It's ridiculous. Hey, man.
Country Day has tough pitches.
Exactly. A Jackson Lumen Christie. All right, we're done. Let's get football today, and then Kenny. It's time. It is time. We are going to get the good people. I'm going to set some parameters from the people we're going to take calls from. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll just let people give you a window into what you might be getting into. I don't know. I'll make that determination in the next 15 minutes. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.